Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world will live.
Test 1-2. I think I'm on. Test 1-2. Test 1-2. BitBanker, if you can hear me, put a little something something. Okay, there we go. Good God Almighty, what I had to do. It would not dial. It refused to dial. I kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Finally, I got it to dial. And then it wouldn't do anything else. It wouldn't pick up. Then I got it to finally pick up, and then it wouldn't do anything. And I'm talking, it looks like I'm on the air, and I'm, you know. Then I kept pushing it, it wouldn't do nothing. Finally, after a million times, finally, the damn thing, come on, I don't know what's going on, it's ridiculous, I hate these problems. But anyway, welcome aboard. Gee, many Christmas, let's get going, let's see if my horn will work. I even pushed my horn once to see if it would work, and that didn't work. But let's get this damn freedom ship underway already. All right, there we are. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Late. Those who make shift colors. Okay, let's get right into it. What the hell is going on? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, we got mass hysteria and riots all over California and or all the blue states. Now you got California and Oregon. They want to secede. Shut up. All these celebrities. We've got to fight on. We've got to fight on. What do you mean fight on? You lost. What are you fighting for? I mean, this is what I don't get about these people. I mean, they talk about peace and love. We hate hate. So they go out there and they do nothing but demonstrate nothing but hate. They beat up an old guy. Yesterday, you seen the video, beating the crap out of him, pulled him out of his vehicle, then somehow got him jammed in the his arm through the back window of his car. They were inside stealing all of his stuff, but one of them got in and took off with the car, and he's being dragged across the street. Drag down the friggin' street, these animals, because the guy voted for Trump. Well, we don't really know. Just somebody said he voted for Trump, and then they all started beating the crap out of him. Because he voted for Donald Trump. Well, I voted for Donald Trump. And you got these riots, people out of New York City, all over California, Oregon. What the hell are you protesting? I mean, do these people really think that if they're going to march up and down the streets, start enough fires, burn enough flags, make a big enough ruckus, that Donald Trump is just going to just say, all right, screw it, I resign. Here, Hillary, you take over. I mean, do you really think that that's what's going to happen? What is your end goal? What is your prize? What do you win when you're done with whatever the hell it is that you're doing? What are you doing? What are you protesting? You're protesting Donald Trump. And the candidate that you wanted was Hillary Clinton. Let's see. Hillary Clinton, without a shadow of a doubt, unless you're just an idiot or deliberately obtuse, which most of you are both. But this woman is a criminal. Okay? She has been crooked her entire professional career, beginning with Watergate. Remember that? Huh? I do. She got fired for being unethical, not following the House rules, not following the committee rules, not following the Constitution. Corrupt. Well, Obama. She lost her law license. Why? Because she was corrupt. See, the television didn't want to tell you that. Why? And Hillary Clinton, oh, the smartest woman in the world. First woman to ever be born with a brain. And it's bigger than men's. Oh! Well, she failed her bar exam the first time she took it. How about that? Yeah. She ain't that smart. She's a crook. Now, again, I really believe this is what, and I'm really hoping that this is what the FBI is doing. And I think this is what they're, I don't think they have a choice. They dropped the email case on her, and they had to, not to protect Hillary, not to protect Hillary, and really not to protect Obama, because Obama's in the middle of this too, but this is to protect the country, because if he did go down that road, he'd have to not only take Hillary, because he gets Hillary, you know, she's going to be singing like a canary, and Obama and everybody else connected is going to go down with her, and I think they know it. They know who the players are, and there's too many of them. And if they brought down the president and Hillary Clinton, yeah, it would create a freaking race war and riot in the streets like you've never seen before. Well, we got it anyway. They still think that Donald Trump is racist. I don't get that. I mean, because he wants to keep people that are here illegally out. But that's racism. I don't get it. That doesn't make sense. If you're here illegally, you do that in any other country, you go to jail. And I mean not a good jail, a bad jail, a really bad jail. Try being an illegal alien in Mexico. See what happens. But for these, I mean, these college pukes, these little punks, these little crybabies. I mean, they're starting fires and riots in the streets. And you know it's only going to get worse because people – and stop, you know, television. Stop – and the newspapers and internet, just stop it. I shouldn't even be talking about it, but we got to talk about it. We got to know what the hell's going on. But we got to – you know, I just wish the media would stop reporting it. That's what they want. Don't give them any recognition. Riots, fires, simply because Donald Trump won the election. Well, that means, you know, they talk about democracy, democracy. Well, that means that the majority of the United States, majority of the people, said we want Donald Trump. So if you really do believe in democracy as you say you do, maybe you don't. I don't know what the hell you believe in. Totalitarianism. Just give, you know, all the... all of the everything that needs to be done, give it to the government, and you just wake up in the morning and, you know, get your little email text and find out what the government has in store for you today. But the majority of the people said we want Donald Trump. Now, I didn't like the fact that the majority of the people said we wanted Bill Clinton not once but twice. And Barack Obama not once, but twice. So, really, liberals, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Bunch of crybabies. Bunch of little babies. Shut up. But burning flags? Burning flag. Because the majority of America said, we don't want this trash. We don't want this criminal as our president. Now, if all of this stuff that has come out really, you know, becomes true, and it probably is. Now, the New York Police Department and the FBI, they hate her. They can't wait to get her. And they have leaked out a bunch of stuff. And again, like I was saying, I think that they dropped the email case on her to wait until Donald Trump is sworn in. And that way Barack Obama can't pardon her. He could pardon her now if he wanted to, if he knew the crimes that she committed. He could pardon her. But it's just not going to look good. But these people would do it. But if it does come out to be true that not only was Bill flying down to Orgy Island, his little friend Jeffrey Epstein, the little pervert, little child molester, the creep, having these underage girls and you have, you know, have them as sex slaves. Not only was Bill Clinton flying down there, but it looks like Hillary went down there too. She wanted to get a piece of the pie. I mean, these people will stop at nothing, man. And that Clinton Foundation, I do believe they didn't want to get her on the emails because there's too many people involved. But when Donald Trump is sworn in, Obama can't pardon her, they can swoop in with the indictments and get her on all of the crap. Not only Bill, I mean, not only Hillary, but Bill and Chelsea. Turns out that Chelsea was living off of funds from the Clinton Foundation. So she's living a very lavish lifestyle off of the funds that come in that's supposed to go to, well, Haitians. Remember them? Yeah. People like that. But no, she's living off of it. A lavish lifestyle in New York City. Not to mention, she paid for her wedding. Of what, was it $3 million? A $3 million worth of wedding. Go to Vegas at the Elvis Chapel, you know, 1999. Call it a night. $3 million? Right, for her, that's just ridiculous. So she's you know, dirty in this too. Sweet little innocent Chelsea. She's not sweet, she's not little, and she's not innocent. She's a Clinton. And these people are just filthy dirty. A dirty, filthy people. If anybody, I mean, you talk about corrupt, if anybody would have a reason, a call to, I wouldn't say riot, but I mean to get upset, is if the Trump supporters lost, we would have a reason to really be upset. There's a real reason. And that's why the country voted for Donald Trump. See, we didn't want to go to war. These people, they want to go to war, which I'd be careful, libs. You're going to start a war with the right. You are going to get your entire asses handed to you. Do not do it. It's a dumb, dumb thing to do. Don't. That's all I'm saying. Don't. But if anybody would really have a reason, not to say that we would, but if anybody would have a reason, it would be us. I mean, here we let a criminal into the White House being investigated by God and everybody. I mean, these are dirty, dirty people. And yeah, there have been deaths in their wake. God only knows what was going on in Benghazi. The corruption with Benghazi, I mean, my God, I'm sorry, but the president should have been impeached for that one. If he wasn't supposed to be impeached for Fast and Furious, remember that? That was the first, what, the first week of this man's presidency? And now we got people in the streets? I mean, you know, then they found buses. Buses a couple of blocks away from, I can't remember where the hell it was at. I got the article in here, but I'm trying to find up another one. But these buses were a couple of blocks away from these riots. George Soros is funding this. You know damn good and well. You know damn good and well. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the DNC wasn't connected into this. Very secretly, obviously. I mean, they can't You know, they can't have their hands dirty in this. But where's the president? Why isn't the president, every time there's one of these riots, you know, a lot of black people will listen to Barack Obama. He's the president of the United States. So if he were to come out and say, hey, you know, guys, you need to stop these riots. Don't do that. That's wrong. Do not do it. And if you do do it, well, you're going to pay one hell of a big price because we don't do that in this country. Don't do that. It's wrong. If he did something like that, they would stop. Did he do it? No. Where is he? Well, he's on the golf course. Yeah. He promotes this crap. He loves this crap. And so does his fat wife. I mean, these people are crazy. And these college pukes? Oh, my God. Oh, did you hear about this? I got another article here, but I mean, did you hear? I mean, these kids, I mean, my God. I mean, they have... counseling? They have counseling dogs is what they have. Or therapy dogs is what they call them. They have therapy dogs to give to these college students after Donald Trump won the presidency. These kids are so distraught, so upset. They were given therapy dogs. They got counseling. They got counselors on, you know, 24/7. They got a hotline. A 24/7 hotline. You can call in the middle of the night because you're so distressed. You can't sleep at night. And you can get a counselor. I have to read you a bedtime story? They're giving out free hot chocolate. I guess that's going to soothe their broken souls. Huh? Oh, hot chocolate, oh, that'll do it. Just like Mom used to do when you were a child, give you hot chocolate. Oh. They're canceling tests. One professor said, I'll make it optional if you don't want to take the test, and we'll do it by a curve because we understand you're so distraught. I think they're canceling classes now. I think this is more the teachers just wanted, you know, time off. You get free passes so you can miss your class. You get a free pass. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to go to school because Donald Trump won the presidency. And you're so distraught. The world's going to end. They're even, now get this. This is rich. I mean, this is beyond. I mean, it's absolutely beyond. I don't even know what to say with this. They're handing out crayons and Play-Doh. Yes, that's right. College students getting crayons and Play-Doh. Crayons and Play-Doh. Here's what you should be giving them. You should be giving them a whoop in the ass with a belt. Sit down, shut up. If you open up that mouth, I'm going to give you a whack with this belt across your mouth. Shut up. It is time to learn. You're not in college to protest and to cry and play with crayons and Play-Doh and sip hot chocolate. You are here to learn. My Lord. These colleges. I mean, how do you do this? These are supposed to be adults, man. They're at least 18 years old. Otherwise, they couldn't be in college. Unless they're a brainiac. And they get in there at 13, but those people don't count. But my Lord, hot chocolates, eh? Crayons and Play-Doh? For the love of friggin' God, cry-ins are having cry-ins. I guess they cordon off a safe space and people go in and cry. They're blocking traffic? I mean, these people are, I mean, it's an uproar. And they're being bussed in. These aren't real people. These are agitators. They're paid agitators. This is against the law. FBI, get your ass out there and bust these bastards. I hope Donald Trump gives them the okay light to go in there and say disperse, or we're just going to open up a can of wampas, and then they just start beating the living crap out of them. But I understand you got the right to protest, but to peacefully assemble. These people are not freaking peaceful. Don't give me, they're mostly peaceful. This doesn't even make any sense. There's no such thing as mostly peaceful. That's stupid. It's peaceful or it's not. These people are not peaceful. You burn in a flag, you start in fires, that is not peaceful to me. You start in fights, you're beating old people, beating them in the street, dragging them down the street from their car. I mean, the signs that these people are carrying, you know, they're chanting, you know, F Trump, that's peaceful. Not my president, not my president. And you got MoveOn.org. They're involved in this. MoveOn.org and George Soros, they're all in cahoots with each other. They love each other. They're probably the same. I think George Soros does have something to do with MoveOn.org. But they sent out a following press release. Americans that come together in hundreds, peaceful gatherings of solidarity, resistance, and resolve following election results. Peaceful? They're not peaceful. They say that. They just say that to get people to come together. And then they go, well, we didn't know that, you know, we said peaceful. We didn't know that they were going to, you know, burn the city down. And you know these riots are only going to get bigger. You know they're only going to get bigger, 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 bigger. You know they are. Now you got even high schools. Now this is ridiculous. I mean, come on. People, let's stop. Let's put an end to the hysterics already, will we? Huh? Students from multiple high schools around the San Francisco Bay Area walk out in protest of election. These are high school kids. Most of these little brats can't even vote yet. Which, again, I still think the voting ought to go to 21. It ought to go to 21. It ought to go back. Go back to 21. By the time you're 21, you know, you've had, you know, some time to actually learn something before you, you know. Well, the youths attending multiple San Francisco high schools are walking out of class Thursday morning in protest of the results of the 2016 presidential election. Students from schools including Galileo High School in the Marina District and Mission High School in the Mission District are already arriving at City Hall. So they're going from, they're leaving the classrooms and marching to City Hall. Like, oh, what, that's what they, oh, okay. They marched to San Francisco City Hall. So it looks like Donald Trump, we got high school kids out here. They marched to San Francisco City Hall. So you got to give up, you know, you got to give up that, you know, got to give up presidency. You got to give it to Hillary. You know, we don't want to upset these kids now. They're sensitive kids. And we can't have them out of their safe space. Okay? There's no telling what they'll do. So you just got to, you know, give the keys over to Hillary. I mean, these, what the hell are these people? What the hell? High school kids. Which is sponsored by the San Francisco Unified Deputy Superintendent tells the San Francisco Chronicle reporter that at least 10 schools are participating in Thursday's demonstration. So what the hell are you doing as the deputy superintendent? Why aren't you all over these people? Why aren't these teachers fired? You do not haul your students out of class to go march over an election. It was won fair and square. It was actually one of the first elections that probably was done without cheating. And the Democrats couldn't cheat. They had too many eyes on them. They couldn't get away with it. So we had an honest election, and the Democrats lost. So you lost an election. Now you want to tear the freaking cities down? Burn the cities down? That's what we want to do? And getting high school students. Obviously, the teachers are going with them. I'd be pissed off if I was one of their parents, man. I'd be pissed off. Even if I wasn't one of their parents, I'm still pissed off. You don't do that. That's the public school. You're there to learn. You're not there to protest politics. You're not there to do politics. Politics and high school have nothing to do with each other. Teachers are not to get into that. They're not to teach that. They're not to promote one political side or the other. That's why you just don't do it. But the superintendent allowed this to go on. I mean, can you believe the high school kids? And one high school, I guess, interrupted the mayor of Oakland. Mayor Libby Schaaf. Well, the mayor was trying to have a press conference, and these little Los Lomos high school punks, I guess, in Walnut Creek, they walked out of class, and they disrupted this press conference, the mayor. I mean, well, again, because you disrupted a mayor's press conference, you really think Donald Trump is just going to give up the presidency and hand it over to Hillary? You really think that is that what you want? What do these people want? What are they looking for? What is the prize that they want? What do they want? I don't know what the hell they want. I have no idea. Now look at this. They got a DC staffer. This is actually kind of funny. The liberals are beside themselves. They really don't know what to do. They really don't. They're upset at everything. And they're blaming everybody. This is what liberals do. Instead of looking in the mirror and blaming themselves for why something went wrong, no, it's everybody else's fault. So they want to just point their finger and blame somebody and then punish them. They love to punish people. Well, now they're pointing their fingers at everybody. Everybody's to blame of why Hillary Clinton lost. And it's Donald Trump that all America, we're all racist and homophobes and you know, we're all members of the KKK. God damn idiots. Well, a DNC staffer, I guess, let Dirty Donna Brazil have it. I guess he was had enough and was pointing his finger at her. Now, this happened today. The Democratic Party officials held their first staff meeting since Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump. They got stunning loss. It wasn't stunning. You knew it was going to happen. Everybody knew these polls were bogus in the media. Could not believe. They're like, wow. I can't believe, you know, Donald Trump is actually holding his own here. This was on Fox. Even Megyn Kelly actually looked pretty excited that Donald Trump was winning. So I was, you know, glad to see that she's on the right side now. But they couldn't believe it. You know, the pollsters, they couldn't believe it. Wait a minute, the polls said this. Well, we all knew your polls were bogus. We all knew they were. And they couldn't figure out, going, oh, Donald Trump, he's really holding his own. You know, he's got a chance to win here. Well, yeah. I knew right when Wisconsin fell, I went, oh, man. Now sealed it is what it did. When he got Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina, I went, oh, okay. He's only got either Michigan or Pennsylvania to win. And he's going to, you know, he's only going to need a couple more states, and it's going to be, you know, that's, it's going to be really good. Well, Wisconsin fell, which I found a little bit of a surprise, but not really. I mean, we talked about it that day. Tuesday on the show, we had a caller from Wisconsin. But I didn't think that there was, you know, that it would push. I thought it would still stay blue. I knew we were going to get Michigan. They're still counting. I don't get that. I don't know what the hell's going on. And New Hampshire. They're still counting New Hampshire and Arizona. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they got them finished by now. I don't know. But you know he's going to win Michigan. It's going to come down to it. But when they called Pennsylvania, then you knew, oh, okay, this is it. I mean, this is it. It's done. It's over. It's it. It is now official. Donald Trump has won the presidency. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm so glad he did, too. And if you look at it, you look at all the counties throughout the United States. Now, the county that I live in is all red in New York. The only way, this is what liberals do. They just cram millions and millions of liberals into these big cities. That's how they win these states. But if you look at New York, all the counties in New York, the only counties that were blue were the five boroughs in New York plus Nassau County, which I used to live in Nassau County, you know, close to the border. And see, the closer to the border you get in Suffolk County, the more conservative you are. But my neighborhood was real conservative. It was good. I felt comfortable, safe. I was in my safe space. And out here in Suffolk, it was all red. The only thing that was blue was, you know, the five boroughs and little patches here and there. But other than that, it was all red. It was all red all over the country, except for in these big cities. That's how Colorado won, because of these big cities. They're just, you know, getting all these people in one small area, and they rack up a bunch of votes, and that's how they win. But you go outside these big cities where real Americans are. I'm not saying the people who live in the city are not real Americans. But they're not. They just can't take it anymore. The country could not take it anymore. Predominantly, the country said no. But now we got these crybabies. Now, these college students these college professors and these high school teachers, okay, they should be teaching their students, hey, look, you know, this is what we do in this country. We have votes, okay? We have a process where the American people get to vote for their president. Okay, so if the majority of the people vote for this particular candidate, then that particular candidate wins. Now, if your candidate loses, well, you know, you not only have to learn how to win, but you have to learn how to lose. And if your candidate loses, they're teaching their kids that I guess that if you lose, all you got to do is throw a big enough fit and you'll get your way. Well, they're not going to get their way, no matter how big of a fit that they can create. They're not going to get their way. Kids, you got to stop your crying. You're not going to get your way. Suck it up and accept it. But getting back to this DNC meeting, Donna Brazile, she's now the interim DNC committee chairman, was giving a speech, and according to one of the attendees, that it was a rip-roaring speech. Ooh. She's not really a rip-roaring kind of a talker, so, but to liberals, you know, God only knows what it means. Evidently, there was about 150 people there. All employees. So it's a big meeting, a big to-do. I guess they were talking about, you know, you need to have hope. for winds coming forward and blah, 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 hope. And, you know, there's, oh, God, hope, 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 hope. Well, evidently, a staffer stood up, and he was only identified as Zach. That's it. Just Zach. Well, Zach was having none of it. So he stood up, and he asked her a question. Why should we trust you as chair to lead us through this? Whoa! You backed a flawed candidate, and your friend, former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, plotted through this to support your own gain and yourself. Oh, wow. This guy is like, damn. I guess there were a couple of DNC staffers that, you know, were booing him and telling him to sit down, but he wasn't going to sit down. He wasn't finished. He was going to get his 2 cents worth in. He says, you are part of the problem. Oh, man, I love it. You and your friends will die of old age, and I'm going to die from climate change. You and your friends let this happen, which is going to cut 40 years off of my life expectancy. What? Oh, Zach. Sweetie, sit down. We need to have a little talk, okay? Shut up. With your climate change and you're worried you're going to die, you know, 40 years off of your life expectancy because you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. And what would Hillary Clinton do? I guess sell more uranium to the Russians? What would Hillary Clinton do? How would Hillary Clinton keep you from losing 40 years off of your life expectancy? You are an idiot. I'm glad that you were screaming at Donna Brazile. She needs it, but Jim, it's Christmas. You're an idiot. And then he gets all huffy and puffy, I guess, and then he walks out. Throws a little fit and then walks out. I mean, these people are, I mean, they're just pathetic. These people are pathetic. And some of the signs and the crap that they have. And they got, you know, Die Whitey or something like that? Let's see what this is. Die White, Die, or something like that. Oh, no, this is a celebrities. They got all these celebrities. Well, I'll get to that, and then I'll get to that other one. I mean, it's just crazy, these people. But, I mean, these celebrities are out here tweeting. And that stupid Katy Perry or Katy Perry, whatever her name is. The revolution is coming, she tweets. Oh, God, shut up. But then you got Madonna. A new fire is lit. We never give up. We never give in. What? And then Lindsay Lohan. Oh, yeah, there's a rocket scientist for you. Retweet if you want a recount. Gee, okay. A recount. I mean, these people are just stupid. They're talking about being afraid and scared. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, it begins. She's got a picture of, you know, these riots in the street. She's got a video. She says, it begins. Protests and more protests. My niece in Chicago is already voicing what we are all feeling. So I guess her niece is out there protesting. These people are just, I mean, they're out of their damn minds. If anyone in Los Angeles is organizing a march protest, please let me know. I will never give up on this. I will spend my life fighting for girls to be seen, heard, and valued. Beware a redhead. Okay there, Jessica. Jessica Chastain or Chastain, whatever her name is. It gives a damn. She's an idiot. I mean, these people, I mean, are just. And then that Joy Blowhard, I seen a clip of her. I mean, I couldn't even listen to her. She's so annoying. I mean, I just couldn't. And now you've got a boss. Now get this. We gotta get this, and then I'll find that other one's a Die Whitey. They're spray painting this stuff. I mean, this is getting serious. If you're white in the inner cities, man, I mean, this is kind of scary. Obama, you got to say something. You got to do something. Because this stuff really is real, by the way. I mean, these people are going to, this is going to get out of hand. People are going to kill people. I mean, this is real. I don't know why these people don't get it. I really don't. All right. I'm going to pop this up here, get this one up here. Get that over here, get these stories in line here. But this is a boss. Now get this. The CEO of Grubhub. Evidently, it's an online food delivery service. An online food delivery service. I don't know if it's supermarket food or what. Who knows what it is. But they sent a company-wide email suggesting employees who agree with President-elect Donald Trump's behaviors and his campaign rhetoric should resign. Campaign rhetoric? What about making America great again? About getting us better trade deals so we don't keep losing billions upon billions upon billions of dollars every year? Fix the roads? Build our military? Veterans with respect? This is campaign rhetoric that you don't like? If you don't agree with this statement, then please reply to this email with your resignation because you have no place here. This is Matt Maloney. He's the co-founder of Grubhub. We do not tolerate hateful attitudes on our team. Well, it sounds to me there, Mr. Maloney, you are the one with the hateful attitude. So if you are a Donald Trump supporter and work for Grubhub, I guess you deliver, food to old people or something. I don't know what they do. I don't know. I don't give a damn. But just because you support, isn't that discrimination? Aren't there laws against that? You can lose your job. If you lose your job because you voted for a particular candidate or not, I think there's some kind of law, but they're using that. Oh, that's hate. So we don't tolerate hate. Well, how do you know the person's hate just because by the person he voted for? Why don't you look at hate for Hillary Clinton? How about the hate she had when she ignored the, 600 requests for more security, but she sends her ambassador to a dangerous area on the earth? And then we attacked, conjuring up a story, blaming it on a video, telling the whole world. She said it to the whole world there at the Air Force Base, right there with the coffins. That it was an awful video. She said that several times. They blamed it on a video. They're in the Situation Room, save the president. Where was he? Well, we don't know. Was he too drunk? What was he doing? Why was he not in the Situation Room? He deserted his post. Should have got impeached for that. But Hillary Clinton, I guess she spent a little time down there. We don't really know all the particulars, but the whole time that they were together, they weren't talking about sending help. They were talking about, what do we blame this on? What do we blame this on? Well, who gives a damn what you blame it on? Get some help. They're being attacked. They should have had help in the first place. They never should have allowed themselves to be attacked. Because the people that they had there that were security, the security guards are the ones that turned on them. They're the ones who opened the doors and allowed them to come in. I mean, this is just... But Donald Trump's a racist. Yeah. All right. When you talk about hate, Why don't you go to Haiti? Speaking of hate, go to Haiti. Ask them if Hillary Clinton has any hate in her. You're going to get an overwhelming yes. Look what she did. Went in there and raped. The Clintons went in there and just raped that entire country for all that it had and more. All these donations that came in, well, it came right straight to the Clintons, and the Clintons took it and pocketed it. The Haitians got nothing. The Haitians hate her. Allowing top secret information to be given to her aides and her maid? Her maid? She's got a maid? Who allows her maid? I mean, that's ridiculous. A maid? Making copies? Who allows their maid to make copies of top secret information and send stuff out? She's not a maid. She's Filipino, so who's she really working for? Who's Hillary really working for? Was Hillary blackmailed? I still think Barack Obama was blackmailed, and I still think Hillary Clinton was blackmailed. I think the Iranians have something on him. They have to. These guys aren't giving up. Well, they're not going to pull that crap with Donald Trump. So they're trying to get as much as they can while Barack Obama is still president. They're not going to do very much with Donald Trump, and if they do, they're going to get their ass handed to them. And they should. Well, let's see what this is. Yeah, they got these protesters. I mean, it's... Hold on, let me pull it up. These signs that they're carrying, I mean, absolutely... I mean, I just... And they're chanting, F Trump, F Trump, F Trump. Writing on the wall, you know, die whitey, die white. I mean, I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. I mean, yeah, we were all upset when Barack Obama became president, and everything that we predicted was going to happen did happen. Including not being the most divisive president. It's because of him. We've never been this divided. He was supposed to be the great uniter. Well, all the division is coming from the left. That's where your division is. That's where your division, not the right. Well, American people, we spoke out. And these people don't like it. So now I guess if you don't win, so when my Seahawks lose, I guess if I go and I burn the streets down, I guess are they going to give the win to the Seahawks because my team lost? Is that how it works? Is that what we're going to do now? Every time we lose, you lose a contest fair and square? You got to burn the freaking cities down in order to get your way? Is that what we're headed for? Is that what we want? I mean, these brats, they all should be taken in and just get their asses beat with a belt. Shut up. Un-freaking-leavable. I mean, and they talk about Donald Trump, oh, and all of his supporters are haters. But I mean, the stuff that they're saying, they're wishing Donald Trump be assassinated. They're asking questions. Who's going to assassinate him? Why isn't someone not assassinating him yet? Assassinate Donald Trump. They're talking about assassinating the freaking president. I mean, it used to be you did something like that. Yeah, you had Secret Service and FBI, and you had all kinds of people up your ass. But now, freedom of speech. Well, yeah, freedom of speech, yeah, but calling for the assassination, the murder of another human being, kind of crosses a line. But that's me. But high school kids, there should be some kind of law against that. You can't make your high school kids go out of class and support a particular political party. That's not what the school is for. In colleges, they need cry-ins and safe spaces and handing out crayons and Play-Doh. But that one gets me. What are they going to do with crayons and Play-Doh? Isn't that supposed to calm them down? That's supposed to, you know, bring them back? They're so distraught. It's a friggin' election. Yeah, we were very distraught with when Barack Obama won. Of course, we knew it was going to happen. John McCain was a turd. But we were distraught. Hell yeah, we had a good reason to be. And Donald Trump is going to reverse all of it. So we're happy again. I mean, I don't understand how these liberals cannot see. Not only see what they're doing, but what they're actually supporting and fighting for. They talk about hate. Well, you're burning buildings down and you're beating people up in the street and dragging them down the road. Stealing his property, stealing his car. Beating the living piss out of him. I guess one person was in the back seat, I guess, holding on to his arm. And somebody got in and took off with his car. And they're dragging him down the street. I mean, my God. These people are animals. Well, hopefully Donald Trump gets in there and puts an end to it. We can't be having this crap. Got to get the National Guard in? Get the National Guard in. I don't give a damn. We don't need to set martial law, but what we do need to set is a precedence. You want to march? You want to peacefully assemble? Then fine. Peacefully assemble. But the first one of you little bastards that sets anything on fire... First one either chants F Trump or F this, any kind of lewd behavior, well, then we're going to shut it down. That's what needs to happen. Well, we'll find out. I don't know. Well, we got kind of a short show here tonight, so I'm going to go to the phones. I think we got time here now, yeah. 1 hour. Look at that. Perfect, perfect timing. So we'll go, I'm choking and dying here. It looks like my chat room page got screwed up here. Let me reload it. So I know there's some people in there. So I apologize, the chat room is back up. Maybe it was back up with them, but it wasn't back up with me. But it's back up now. And I'm losing my voice. So we only got about a half hour left. So again, the number is 646. 716-7978. Make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. So, all right, let's go to the phones here now. Looks like we got one. Looks like this is Joseph. So let's bring Joseph on. Joseph, welcome aboard.
Hey, Cap. Congratulations. The alternative media defeated the New World Order on Tuesday. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we got Brexit and we got, you know, Donald Trump. I think the whole world is rejecting this new world order. And it's not going to go as planned. And, you know, I really believe that. The American people, they're sick and tired of the crap. But these college pukes, I mean, they got crying. buttons, and then you're getting Play-Doh and crayons.
Oh, they're laying down, Cap. They're laying down on the floor. Did you see them on Fox and CNN? It was embarrassing. If that was my child, I'd smack the shit out of them. No lie.
Well, that was my child. First thing that I would do is, if I was paying for their college, I'd cut off their college. I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for you to do that. You want to go to college? Well, you know, you get student loans and deal with it yourself.
But, Cap, did you hear what Trump plans on doing his first day in office? Hey, cutting off visas to countries who support safe havens for illegal immigrants. If illegal immigrants have safe havens in the cities in America, he will cut off
federal funding to all the cities
in America.
Well, the sanctuary cities in America. Yeah, I know. He said he was going to do that, and I hope he does.
Amazing.
Oh, no. I mean, San Francisco, New York is one of them, New York City. There's a lot of them. I've read them off on my show. I had a I got a link to it somewhere. But
Not to interrupt you, but what do you think about the long visit he had at the White House today? The extended visit that is unprecedented. I mean, I think he was in there arguing with the New World Order thugs and telling them, look, I'm not going to take your crap, because you know every president who was elected, they lay down the law to them. They say, this is the way it's going to be, or it's going to be like this. And they bow down and say, well, can I get this? Can I get that? I bet Trump went in there today.
No, he was Barack Obama seems to be kissing his butt because he knows that, you know, he gets in there, he could be in some hot water himself. But God only knows what went on there. I mean, we'll never really know, but evidently...
Well, Cap, I look at the alternative media. I study it hard. I'm a real good studier of the New World Order and alternative media. And I'm going to tell you, Trump is not a part of the establishment. Even Newt Gingrich admitted that on national television. He's not a part of the big club. That's a victory for us, Cap. That is a victory, man. We can change this country.
Well, you know what scares me? If you've got Mitch McConnell already now wanting to put the kibosh on term limits, and he doesn't want to what the hell else does he not want to? Oh, he doesn't want to build the wall. So Mitch McConnell, which, God, I can't stand him. They should have voted him out.
Oh, God, I can't either. I'm on your side.
But
I can't.
He's going to block the wall. He's going to block the term limits.
But they control the House and the Senate, Cap. Trump controls the House and the Senate.
No, he don't.
Yes, the Republicans have the advantage. They have the advantage in the House and the Senate right now. They have the majority.
The Republicans have the majority, but Trump doesn't control them.
Paul Ryan is
the Speaker of the House. So if he doesn't want to send a bill up through committee, he wants to sit on it, he can do it. And Mitch McConnell
it's
can
up
hold,
to us,
hold
Cap. It's up to us, we the people, to say we want. Listen, Trump is our president. If Trump is speaking on behalf of us, Cap, it's up to us. You got a radio show, brother. I got a radio show. It's up to us to scream at these people and do what we did that got them elected. It's up to us to reach out to everybody and say, hey, we have
enough.
Well,
it looks like Rosie O'Donnell is really leaving, and she says she's never coming back.
Good.
Get the hell out of here, all of these, you know, these celebrities.
Ass, you dyke.
Get out. You know, the thing about it is I don't think Canada really wants them.
That's right.
I mean,
but Cap,
look,
we scored a victory, man. Congratulations to you. You know, Tuesday night, you helped out. I helped out. That show was powerful that we did in alternative media. We did a powerful show on Tuesday night. We sure did. That show will be archived in history forever, forever.
Well, I knew it was going to be, I just had a feeling, I just had that feeling that it was going to go Donald Trump's way. And when Wisconsin fell, I went, oh, yeah, this is,
oh, yeah,
this is it. That's it. You know,
we did it. We did it.
You knew that if Wisconsin fell, that Michigan and or Pennsylvania was going to fall. You knew it was going to happen because he already had Florida, he had Ohio, and he had South Carolina. Now, when he lost Virginia, I went, oh, no, man, no.
I know, yeah.
I thought, oh, no, now here's where, you know, here's where it comes.
But when he won Florida and North Carolina, I knew it was a shoe-in. And I'm going to tell you something right now, Cap. Thanks to us, the alternative, Infowars.com, your show, my show, our supporters across the country, Dr. Ventura, who's out there with a church, we preach to no end. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice.
But, oh, so am
I. I mean, we preached to no end, and we fought for it, man. Pat yourself on the back,
well,
brother.
Well, if you look at all the counties, and I said this earlier, you look at all the counties in the United States, and most of them are red. The only things that are blue are the big cities, and that's where they get all of their
votes. That's where they get the dumb yuppies. Yeah, that's
right.
Where they get the yuppies. Yeah.
You know, and they get all these votes in these, you know, these super big cities. But when you get out of the big cities,
but the
you start
country
talking
people
to average Americans,
out. The country,
they,
the country,
they don't, they
the
don't like
the backbone of America spoke out.
And they just said, hey, we don't want it. We're not going to take it. And they didn't. I mean, you look at New York. In my county, it was all red, Suffolk, on Long Island. The only thing that was blue was the five boroughs, Nassau County, and a couple of little patches here and there upstate. But other than that, it was
Amen.
All red.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was all red everywhere. And, you know, that says that the entire most of the country is actually behind Donald Trump. There's just a few people that just can't take it.
Pat yourself on the back, brother. Pat yourself on the back. We've been doing this for a year now. We've been promoting this. What did you do? You did a Benghazi report on your program, remember? Remember?
Oh, I've got a number on
it. It's archived, brother. Many people have listened to that. That changed people's minds. Pat yourself on the back. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Our voices were heard, and we need to stick by this now. We need to continue. The fight's not over. It's not over, you know?
Well, I really believe, I really, really believe that if this, I don't trust this Congress, I don't trust the Speaker of the House, and I don't trust Mitch McConnell, head of the Senate. But if they stay out of the way and don't block Trump for everything that he wants to do, don't fight him, I think he can do a lot of really good things for this country. And I think it's going to be the best thing that ever hit us. And I really believe that after this election, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, both of them connected
together. Their careers are over. They're
well,
over.
No, well, both of them connected together or combined together, I think set the Democrats back many years. It's going to be a while before we get another Democratic president.
Cap, look at history. We just saw another Ronald Reagan be born.
Right. No,
now,
I said that
whether
earlier.
Whether or not Trump follows in that legacy, time will tell. But remember Ronald Reagan was behind the polls. They said he was going to lose. Carter was beating him down, and he was behind the polls. And what did he do? He came out and he won. And he came out and he implemented all his policies, spoke anti-government. What did they do? They put a bullet in his chest. And what I'm trying to say here, Cap, is all of us Americans tonight, everyone who's listening, pray for Donald Trump's safety. Pray, because he is not a part of the big club that Gingrich said. Okay?
No, he's not. Hey, look, I said this very early on in the campaign, and you can see it. And I said, there is a lot of similarities with Reagan. He's Reagan-esque in that he's, you know, he came in and there was a lot that needed to be done, and he didn't, you know, blame his predecessor. He just rolled up his sleeves, went to work, and did a, you know, took us out of the doldrums. He built up our military. We were strong once again. We were in the Cold War. Russians were afraid to, you know, afraid to fight us. Nobody wanted to attack us.
They were afraid to say boo. He said, tear down this wall.
Right.
Remember that speech?
Right, but, it, you know, yeah. You know, and it didn't happen until, you know, he gets out. But he was very instrumental in, you know, in ending it. So he did a lot. And I think Donald Trump, given the chance, is going to be doing a lot of really good things, too.
I just told you, Cap, it, they had a meeting today. It was a meeting longer than any other transitional meeting in history. If you look back at all the presidents who met with the former president and the president-to-be, this was the longest meeting. And I believe in my heart, Trump was in there telling them, I'm not going to put up with this. And they were telling Trump, look, this is the way it's going to be. This is the law. This is the new world order. You're going to follow us or you're going to end up. And Trump, I believe, was arguing with them. I believe Trump stood his ground for the American people today in his meeting with Abomination and his new, the new world order thugs. I honestly believe that. And
it's possible.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I'm just giving you my opinion on history. And we're going to see when he promised things to happen. His first day in office, his second day in office, his third day in office. And we're going to see if he keeps his promises. And Trump knows a lot of people are watching. And we pray for his safety. We do. Because you know, Cap, you know, there is an evil industrial, like Dwight Eisenhower said, beware of the military industrial complex. You know, it's an evil element in our world today. Woodrow Wilson gave into it and created the Federal Reserve. Go back through history, and we all need to pray for Trump's safety and pray that we have an awakening in this country, an awakening. I know, Cap, you're not a religious show or a religious type of person, but the Book of Revelation speaks upon these things. We can have an awakening. We can. Is this our awakening where we can prolong our lives on earth before Antichrist takes his seat? And I really believe that. And, you know, and we need to pray for each other and work together and work for the goodness that we, you know, all of us have goodness in our hearts. Cap, you're a good man. Come on. You work for the betterness of people. You do it on your show. I do it. Your listeners are listening right now. We can have an awakening. It's up to all of us to do the right thing. It really is. This is our chance, man. This is our chance. It really is.
No, I just got a good feeling. I really do. I think America's going to be fine. These guys are going to protest. They're paid by George Soros. They found the buses. They're being bussed in. And I think the media just really needs to stop giving them any kind of recognition whatsoever.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Stop with that crap. Hopefully it blows over. But if it don't, I mean, they need their asses handed to them. And I don't think it's going to go very far because too many people
hoorah,
just are tired
hoorah,
of this crap.
Maybe, brother. Hoorah.
Well, they're tired of these, you know, the Black Lives Matter. They're tired of the crap. But you know what? It goes on because most of the people don't live in these cities. These idiots don't seem to realize they're attacking their own damn towns where they
yeah.
live. They're attacking their own cities.
Yeah.
I mean, I just... You know, well, it's not their own city. They don't live there. They're bussed into attack. But, you know,
well, that's true.
That
true.
There, you know, I mean, I just, but the president, he's got to come out at some point. He's got to step up to the microphone and say, hey, guys, stop. You know, he needs to do that. And I think it would work. But he's not going to do it. He's behind this. He loves this crap. All the Black Lives Matter. Oh, no, he loves this. You know, he loves
Obama
that rabble.
Obama is a criminal, Cap. He's a criminal. He's a criminal.
He's a criminal. And, you know, Donald Trump, I really believe he's going to have a clean administration. I don't think you're going to see any scandals. And, you know, maybe you might get one or two because you always get one. Because, you know, the media is going to be looking for anything.
His beauty contests and all that,
they're going to be looking for anything to, you know, use against him. And it's going to be bogus. But the people
aren't
listening to it.
His family who was interviewed.
But listen, the American people are not listening to it. They were not following the news.
Amen.
They were not following the mainstream media. They weren't listening to him. And they're still not. And nobody pays attention to the mainstream media
anymore.
They're
paying attention to us, Cap. They're listening to you. They're listening to me. They're listening to alternative media, the internet, internet radio, InfoWars, you,
right,
us.
They're not tuning into, ABC,
Megyn
CBS
Kelly.
Anymore.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly and all the other ones,
Well, I got to give her, you know, I got to tip my hat and, you know, give her some props.
She kicked some ass on election night, didn't she?
Oh, my God. I was like, wait a minute. You would think that, you know, Donald Trump was, you know, her best friend. The way she was smiling, and she was excited. You could tell that she was excited that she wanted Donald Trump to win. And she kept going back into the back and saying, why aren't you calling these states? Call the states.
You saw that. You saw that too. Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell was up with that. And even Chris Wallace, he's like, hey, wait a minute. You know,
how about that
really
scumbag Karl Rove? How about Karl Rove?
He wouldn't even
scumbag
mention his name. All he said was, you know, Megyn Kelly asked, who's going to win Florida? And he goes, well, I think it might be him. He wouldn't even say his name. Karl Rove, you little punk. Shut up.
Oh, he's a New World Order thug. He's a scumbag, Cap. Let me tell you that right now.
He's
scumbag.
A punk ass.
Yeah, damn
up.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You know, and it just—I mean, what a baby! It refused, just flat, you know, refused to say his name.
He's still denying Trump won.
I don't know anymore.
Off the subject. I called you last week and when you were on the program, and congratulations to Seattle pulling that game off.
Well, I knew it was going to, I was talking with Neil and, you know, we said they scored that other touchdown and we both texted each other at the same time. Here comes, the floodgates are open now, and you knew it was going to be, that was going to be it.
Some bad calls, though, Cap. Come on. We need to talk about this tomorrow night. Some bad calls, though. Come on.
Hal Sherman did not get a penalty. I mean, I'll take it. But
I would have had 9 wins. I would have had 9 wins this week if Buffalo pulled that off.
What these people are doing, I mean, this is not peaceful assembly. These are riots. I mean, did you see that video? They beat the crap out of this guy. They pulled him out of his car. Somehow they got his arm.
Where did this happen, Cap? Where did this happen?
I don't know. But they got, I can't remember. But they got got this man's arm caught in through the back window. And somebody else gets in his car and they take off. And they're dragging him down the street.
Oh, my God.
Crap out of him.
Oh, my Lord.
You can hear on the video, some chick is going, he voted for Trump. He voted for Donald Trump. So they all get out there and they gang up and they're beating on him.
Now,
these are black people
bastards.
Beating up on a white man who voted for Donald Trump. Now, how many white people beat up black people for voting for Barack Obama. I don't remember hearing one.
I don't remember. You're right. And Cap, announcement on your show. Just give me 30 seconds. TRS, Talk Real Solutions. I want to tell you something right now. You're a bunch of scumbags. You're scumbags. You really are. Because you don't see the truth. And thank you, Captain, for allowing me to say that.
Who are these people?
They're a blog talk radio show, Cap. They don't like me. They don't like you. They don't like anyone. Who?
I don't even
they're
know.
Five percenters. They're five percenters. And if you want,
percenter?
We'll private message each other about five percenters. But
what
they hate white people.
You know, all these 1%ers, 2%ers, 3%ers, these 5%ers. What the hell is all these percenters? What the hell is that?
Well, they got a contract out on me, Cap. They're trying to shut me down on Blog Talk Radio. They hate me. And
who,
I just want you to know that.
What's
their
the name of them?
Talk Real Solutions. That's the name of their program.
Never heard of them.
Well, look it up when you got time, Cap, and you'll hear my name mentioned many times on their program. And Tyrone, which your real name is Richard, who lives on the coast of North Carolina, I got your number, brother. That's right. You need to look up my background. You dog killer. You're a dog killer. You got kicked out of the military for shooting dogs. I already investigated you.
What the
you
hell
scumbag.
Are you shooting dogs for?
Well, he got kicked out of the military for shooting dogs over in the Middle East. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Cap.
Well, I know
we'll
they
talk,
don't like
hey, Cap, look, Cap, we'll talk privately maybe sometime about this, but thanks for allowing me to just say that, please. Thank you.
But, you know, here's what – we've only got about 5-7 minutes left, but what scares me is – this MoveOn.org, which is George Soros, and they are he is paying for these riots, and you know that they're only going, you know, they only get bigger, and you're going to get a bunch of copycat people that will just want to go down there, and it's going to get big, it's going to get big, it's going to get big, and I'm afraid that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people get hurt, and my brother is gung-ho, he swears up and down that this is all by design so that Barack Obama can swoop in and pull his martial law and find a way to stay in office. I know that's a stretch, but he is convinced that this is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me. It really would not surprise me. But, I mean, these riots now are being paid by George Soros. I'd like to know why the
true,
FBI
true. Very
is
true,
not
Cap.
Involved
Very
in
true.
This. This is against the law. I mean,
yep.
My God, you can't pay people to riot. These are not
Talk
peaceful
Real
assembly.
Solutions is paid by George Soros, just so you know. And
well,
if you look
not,
at the chat room later on, Cap,
I know,
the,
but they're not
the links are up there.
They're not peaceful assemblies. These are not peaceful assemblies. These are
Amen.
Riots.
Amen.
And I'd like to know why, you know, the law enforcement, they can't touch them. The FBI, they can't touch them. Nobody can touch these people. I mean,
they will,
you know,
when Trump takes power. They will when Trump takes,
you know,
over. Obama
like,
protected these people, Trump Cap.
You know, it's like I said earlier. Now, when my team Seattle, when they lose, I guess it's okay for me now to go up and down the streets and start starting fires and looting because my team lost. I mean, there's a contest.
Don't do that, Cap. Don't do that, brother.
It's a contest fair and square, whether it's sports or politics. It's a contest fair and square. The American people voted, and they voted for Donald Trump. Suck it up and accept it. Don't
Amen.
Burn the damn country down.
Let's
because,
work together, Cap. Let's work together. You
yeah,
know?
But these people are supporting a criminal. And they're acting criminal. And we're the haters.
Where's
the
Sue,
racists
Cap?
And the
Where's Sue been? Where's Sue been in all this? Your supporter Sue. Where's she been?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure somewhere.
somewhere.
She's around. She listens a lot.
You're all right, Cap. You're all right.
So, well, anyway, my voice is gone.
Mine too.
I got to scoot out of here. I can't believe this week is already over with, but I am so glad. Again, congratulations, Donald Trump. I couldn't get
Amen.
On last night. I couldn't get a connection. And tonight, finally got on and got a connection. I don't know what's going on. But in any event, now I'm choking. Congratulations, Donald Trump. And I want to thank everybody listening on their smartphones, everybody in the chat room, and, of course, everybody on Archive that do listen to the show. I want to thank everybody. I really appreciate it very much. And if you like sports, you like the NFL, you like the NFL Picks of the Week, well, then tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It's a lot of fun. We cover a lot of ground, and we got 3 hours of commercial-free sports talk. So give us a call. We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.